Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 29, His Suffering. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, and the chief priest, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Mark 8, verse 31. A pivot is a shaft or a pin on which something turns, but the word may also refer to a person, a thing, or a factor having a major or central role, function, or effect. Merriam-Webster Dictionary, pivot. Thus, we speak of pivotal moments, events, words, and decisions that change the course of our lives. Today's devotional text represents a pivotal disclosure in the Gospel of Mark and in the history of redemption. The first half of this gospel highlights the authority of Jesus. Everyone is asking, who is this? And the obvious answer, in light of his mighty works, is that Jesus is the authoritative Son of God, who has power over everything, including nature, demons, disease, and death. From Mark 1, verse 1 to 8, verse 30, everyone is in awe of Jesus because he is the awaited Christ who has come with power and might. But then comes the pivotal verse that changes everything. For the first time, Jesus discloses to his disciples the prophecy of his sufferings. He must suffer many things, including rejection and death, and he will rise again after 3 days. This is the first of three predictions of his death, which we call the Passion Predictions. This was the purpose for which he had come, and there it was, exposed for the world to see clearly for the first time. This was the shocking news, the truth beyond logical comprehension. Jesus had come to die, not just to show love or power, but to suffer to the point of death. He had come to be our Savior, and his death on our behalf becomes the pivotal event that changes the course of our lives as well. He was the suffering servant prophesied in Isaiah 53. Please place your own name in the verse that follows. Surely he took up Elizabeth's pain and bore Elizabeth's suffering. But he was pierced for Elizabeth's transgressions. He was crushed for Elizabeth's iniquities. The punishment that brought Elizabeth peace was on him, and by his wounds Elizabeth is healed. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Yes, you are loved that much.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!